And this is Crocodile Rock. We'll try and do the whole tune without stopping. Does that tempo sound about right? All right, so here we go. One, two, three, four, again, two, three, four. So that sounded good. So let's do a little faster now.
Okay.
All right. And just be willing to let that beat minor, you know, bar slide if you have to. So yeah, just a little. We'll take it right on the verse where we left off. But like one.
D7.
On G. Like one, two, one, two. I kind of almost want to get you. The trick is to get right to the edge of where you can stretch yourself without making it feel like you can't keep up. you know, you're in your practice routine, anyone's practice routine, you should always strive to be on the edge of stretching your comfort zone but not making yourself feel uncomfortable. I just said the same thing twice, but that's very important. So I almost want to hear a little bit of inability to keep up with that B minor, but not too much. So let me, and this is how you should think too. Like, we should keep a metronome. If I really want to do an effective demonstration, I should get the metronome out and you write down what your tempo is, which I'm going to do. So let me hear the switch from G to B minor to C. One bar each. Okay, so you're around like 124, like bling, ding, 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 ding. All right, and that's what's comfortable for you. So I'm gonna go up to like 130. All right, so there's 130. Before we begin the tune, let me just hear the G to B minor to C at that tempo. One, two, three, go. That's not bad. You were struggling a little bit, but you could keep up.
Yes.
Good. Now I know this is a good... Actually, do it as written, like two bars G, two bars B minor, two bars C, and two bars D. Like one, two, three, go. Awesome job. Let's play through it, the whole tune. Good job. We won't do the repeat. We'll just go up to here.
Okay.
Like one, two, one, two, three, one. So here's the actual tune itself. And so let's figure out what tempo this is at. About 150 here. So that's not too bad. You're already at 130. So you should write that as well. Put today's day, put the goal is, I mean, current tempo is 130 and the goal is 150. And then before you know it, you'll be there. You just go 3 or 4 clicks a week or however long, you know, 5 clicks a week, 10 clicks a week, or whatever's comfortable. And that'd be awesome for you to play along with this. So that's your homework. And so the process, everyone else listening to this, I'm not suggesting, you know, Crocodile Rock is like, you know, a must play, but I'm simply illustrating the process by which you first you hone in on the hardest part, you figure out what your tempo is to do it cleanly, you force yourself to the right hand leads, you pick which finger is going to go first on that troublesome chord or hard bit of the tune, and then force yourself to do it, and then play the whole song at that tempo, and then if you're good, then do the same process again. Zero in on the hardest bit, get it at a faster tempo, and then repeat, rinse and repeat, you know? And then eventually you'll be at the tempo of the song.